Okay. Over the last part of the Gemara again. Four lines from the top. The Chassam Beis Amid Aleph. Umoydeh Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda Moydeh Chachamim. Even though he holds a Talmud normally a Chayiv, but he agrees. The Mashal Mokam Lechavedeh. If Shimon lends place to Reuven, Lahagdish Godish, to put a granary there, the Higdish, the Hitman, and the guy put things in there, and he also concealed things there. She'ein Mishalim. You don't, sometimes you don't have to pay what you conceal. If I gave you permission to put something, what I gave permission, I gave permission. But if you hid things there, I'm not mechui for it. Ela to make Godish Bavad, only what I gave permission. Number one. Number two. Lahagdish Chitav, I gave permission to do wheat, the Higdish Sayin, instead what you did was you piled up barley. So then, I only pay you for barley. And that's obvious, because that's what you put in there, barley. So, Oyirin v'hidich, I gave permission for barley and put in there wheat, but my responsibility only was for barley. So I only have to pay you for barley. Chitin, I gave permission for wheat. Bechipin v'soyirin, and you covered it with barley. So I can say, I thought what you had there was barley. So therefore, all I have to pay is barley, which is a lot less than wheat. So, Oyirin, I gave permission for barley. Bechipin v'gitin, and you covered it with wheat. Since I only gave permission for barley, shayim v'shalom v'mish elvad. Amar Rav says Rav. This is where we stopped yesterday. Says Rav. If a noisin din is over the issue, a man gives a woman a golden coin, but Amalek tells her he's zohari boy. I want you to be careful and watch this and mind this. Shul kesef was made out of silver. It depends now what happens if she's a mazik or a pesheya. He's zikta. If she took that coin and threw it in the water, even though she thought it was silver, mashallah, din is over. She has to pay for gold. Why? Shunamala. He said to her, who gave you the right to physically go ahead and be mazik my money? My dehavla gabei exactly. What does that do with you? That you gave you license to be mazik. But if pashaba, if she was negligent and it got damaged, she only has to pay for silver. Why? Because she took upon herself to do a shmita for silver. Gold is more valuable. She would have been more cautious. She says, "I took it upon myself to mine silver. But to mine gold, I never took it upon myself." You learned this from a Mishnah. You learned this from Rav. I learned this very comfortably from the price at the top of the page. If I told you, you have permission to plant a wheat and you cover with barley. So what did I think you have right now? And I'm taking myself to Shemira. What do I think? You have barley, Sa'idi, and if I'm only chayiv barley. Why am I only chayiv barley? Because I thought that all I need is a Shemira of barley, because that's what I saw. Sa'idi, v'chiv v'git, if there's barley, I give permission for barley, and you cover with wheat. I never gave permission for wheat. And in Mishal, v'esayim b'vat, I'm ordered with Shemira, I'm going to do so decide it can be alive. Hachanami, I'm going to do so have it can be alive. He said, I took upon myself the Shemira of silver, or I took upon myself, but not the Shemira of gold. Right in the middle of the page, the last narrow line. Amar Rav Shamit Milsa Rav Yehuda. I once heard something about Rav Yehuda's opinion that Tamar is Chayiv Lo Yedainim. I'm not exactly sure what it was. Amar Shmuv Lo Yoda Abba Mashmir Le Rav Yehuda. You don't know what you heard about Rav Yehuda, the Mechayiv on Niske Tamar Beish, that he's Chayiv on Niske Tamar Beish. You remember? Osu Takonas Nigzel Beishai. What it was is that they made a special Takonas Nigzel. Since Rav Yehuda holds Chayiv for everything was concealed, how do we know what was in there? It was all burnt. We trust the Nigzel if he says, I had 16 pairs of clothes there made out of silk, whatever, we trust him. And the din is that he has to pay back if he's goydim. That guy should lose money, I have to reimburse him. Is there a takonas Nigzel that we trust the Nigzel, whatever the government took away from him, that he's telling the truth? Is a liba de mandam loy dainin and din de garmi, gamingar and grom, of course, the most shining are very different things. Grama is indirect, Garmi is far more direct. So Garmi, there's a machlekes, but Grama, everyone holds his potter. So the one who holds that there's no din de Garmi, light to buy lach, there's no question, the Mercedes, not me, light to buy Mercedes is also a Garmi. So therefore, he doesn't have to pay back.
Can you give a moshe, the difference between Garmi and Grama?
Right here. If I go to the government and I say that his guy hasn't paid his taxes, and they take away all your money, I call you directly to go
direct,
with.
Direct, so that's Garmi.
Direct. And Grom is, I didn't leave, I left door open, and I left door open, that's a Shmira. But if I didn't watch it well enough, and somebody took it, and everything else, that's Grom.
So it's
further indirect.
It's more like a Pshia than a...
Yeah, but a Pshia is only a Din of Shemir. Because it's part of the Din of Shemir you have to watch. If I wouldn't be a Shemir, fremde, there's no thing as a Pshia. Then I'll be a Goyim, a Potter. We had Grom before. If you threw it up, if the wind and you together light the fire. If you were blowing, would not have made the transfer of the fire to the next property together with the wind, so you're only a grummer. The one who holds the yard on Dingami, also Takanas Nizel Masa, do we, and he has to pay, do we make a Takanas Nizel, we trust whatever he says it was, the Mishtaba Vashakalai, no, Teiku, good question. Who gave the person the butters because Basa the Chavre, he once broke, gave a good kick over there in the silver box of his friend. A box that you put silver in the Shadi Benora. What he did was he took it and he threw it in the river. Also, Mari came to the owner of Omer, Hochi, Hochi, Hav, Libga, blah. Now we can't find it. And he said, you know what I had in that box? Blah, 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 blah. Yosef Rav Ashkar Maimbi was looking at it. Yeah, Gavna Maimbi, do we trust the victim or not? Isn't that what we just learned? Didn't we just learn that we made it that in a house, since it's common to put everything in there, I'm responsible for whatever you put in this, in the box. I'm responsible for whatever's in all the contents in the box. Omri said, if the guy would have tied it, there was so many dollars in the Hachinambi, would trust him. The case of here was that the Toyim Maganisa, he said that in this box, this cash box, he had the precious stones. My. Is it common for people to leave their precious stones in such a box or not? Teiku. Says the Gemara, Omer le'Rav Yehiel le'Rav Ashi, toyin kosa de kashba bebira mai. What about if you have inside your house this cash box? A silver mai. Omer le'Rav, and he claims that he had it. Omer le'Rav chazina. And we said in the house, whatever you have, you got to pay for. But he claims he had his box. Now it's gone, burned down. What happens? So he said, chazina, we look at this person. If he's a wealthy person, the East Lake cost of the Casper, wealthy people generally have this kind of silver box. You know, I mean, Enish Mahemna, he's an honest person, he has a credibility that everybody trusts. Who the Mifka, the Inchigabe people. What's the yardstick to see whether the man has his integrity is not questioned? If people give him things to mind for them, the Mishtaba Vashakal, that he swears and he takes whatever he wants. But the Eloi, if he's not a person of a good reputation, or he's not a wealthy man, Lav Kol Kamini, we're not going to give him the opportunity to swear and to collect. We don't trust him. Ma Bein Gazlin L'Chamsin. A general question. What is the difference between a Gazlin, who steals, or a Chamsin? We call a Chamsin a Gazlin. What's a Chamsin? Omele Chamsin Yoiv Domi. Gazlin Lo Yoiv Domi. A Chamsin goes in and against your will forces you to sell me something, I give you money. And as we learned in Bavitz, we will learn in Bavitz of Heaven Beis, we call him, he's over the East of Le'Sachmid. What's the Yisrael Chamsin if he pays for it? He's over Le'Sachmid. But people, as the Machlek, the Gemara says, Le'Sachmid Le'Inchi Beloy Domi Kamashma. People think that the Yisrael Le'Sachmid is only if you take something, but you covet something, and you don't pay for it. But if you pay for it, people think that's not an Aveda. But in reality, it is Aveda. That's how Taisa, the Rambam learns differently, that's how Taisa learns. So Chamsin gives money, Gazlan Le'Yoiv Domi doesn't give money. Freddy gave money, Omba Le'i Yoiv Domi Chamsin Korisalei. Why do you call him Chamsin? We learned in the Gemara Babasra that Omba Rabhuna said, Taluha, if you, literally mean if you hang somebody, but if you put pressure, V'zavin Zvina, you force a guy to sell to you. Zvini is a good sale. If you gave the guy money, we say at the end, finally, when he got the money, he accepted it, and said, okay, reluctantly, but he accepted it, and the sale is a sale. So why is it Chamsin? Like Kasha, Hod Omar Reitzani, Hod Omar Reitzani. If at the end, after you forced him, he said, okay, I accept, then we say you're not a Chamsin. But if he didn't accept it, he just gave the money anyway, then you're a Chamsin. Then you're a Chamsin. So when you're a Chamsin, if he does not say Reitzani, Mishneh, Sarbezabay, next page. Gay, this is the only Mishneh Shas that has Chanukah. Gates, she yotze metachas apati, so he was there banging away.
We said ourselves that it was the things
of Chai Misa.
The Sachman
is not Chai Misa.
So, how do you know that the
Loi Signa
is
the Nefoshis? Because it says right after the Sitzach. Sachman is not. Gates, Yoyze, Metachas, Apatish, if there's a spark that flies out from underneath of the hammer of a Hizik and that spark went out and caught fire or something, Chai, if you're responsible, why are you doing outdoors without having any guards or anything else? Gomel, a camel, Shoyeto, and Pishta, and a camel that was filled with flax. The other Bishop Sarabim, and was walking, was laden with flax, walking through Sarabim, the Nichnes, Pishta, and the Chanuz, and his flax entered into a store, a private store, the Dolke Bener Shulchanu, and get caught on fire from the candles that were burning inside the store. The Hidlik Esabid and burnt down the entire house. Baal Gomel Chayiv, he's definitely Chayiv. What right did he have to lay there and fill it up with so much flax? But if the storekeeper kept his candle outside, which he had no right to, a Chenveni Chayiv, then a Chenveni Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, but when Chanukah potter, since he did it with a mitzvah, the person, the camel, should have been more careful. It says, Yimor Amar Ravina, Mashmei de Rava. Ravina said in the name of Rava, Shmam, Nomad Rabbi Yehuda, from here we learn now, we had this in the Shabbos, Neir Chanukah, and Chanukah candle, mitzvah, lahanicha, betoicha, soda, within 10 tvachim. That's why the Balabas had it so low, and then the camel caught fire. But so what? That's the mitzvah. Because the Yisak Adatach Lemay Lemasod, if you're going to tell me that the mitzvah is to have even higher than 10 Tvachim, then why is the personal Chani candles is exonerated? On the contrary, he should have lifted much higher. So the camel flashed, won't get catch on fire. Because remember, it's a public street. People ought to walk there. Only the camel should have said to the person who lit the Chanukah, since I have a right to be in the street and walk with my camel, you should have placed a candle much higher. And Lav Shmamna isn't that I yield a mitzvah, la nicha betecha sora, the mitzvah to place it below 10 tvachim. Amri, we say, lo, no, la elam em lecha tell you, I feel la mail masar, even higher than 10 tvachim. You can have a candle, no maya, what do you tell me? I boy lok la nuchi la mail em gom rechwe, so you're tiny, you should have placed it higher than the gom rechwe. Kivan de mitzvah ka osik, since he's doing a mitzvah, kule hai lo techu rabbanon. Since he's doing a mitzvah so much, rabbanon una matriach. To make the guy do a mitzvah and make it especially high, yeah, we don't have to. Amar Rav Kahana, and even though you're allowed to make it high, Dorosh Rav Nosson Bar Minyume Mashreid of Tanchum, Neir Chanukah, the Chanukah Lich, she nichel a mailem, esim amma, if you make it too high, above 20 amas, psulit is possible like a sukkah and a mavi, like a sukkah and a mavi. And over here, we don't just say lower it, because you can't just lower it, you have to extinguish it and relight it.
When you use a comparative of ke sukkah or ke mavi, yeah, there's some sort of shovel.
I mean, they all have the same thing.
That's
it. In Drush, the Basha has something to give, I don't remember.
I'm sure there's some connection between the
three. Yeah, I don't remember. Now then, from now on, we all talk about Gineva. We finished with the Maziki, now we're talking about Gineva and Gzela. And the Kinyonim of a Ganif and a Gazlan. If you're a Ganif, you pay double the penalty. If you're a Gazlan, you don't pay the penalty double. If you steal a cow or a sheep, then you shecht it, and you sell it, you pay four times for a sheep and five times for a cow. Says the Mishnah, Meruba Midas Tashlumi Kef. There are more instances where you pay double Midas Tashlumi above Chamisha than instances where you pay four or five times. Shemidas Tashlumi Kef, paying double Nohege is Bain Bidovish, whether it's a living animal, Bain Bidovish, Ain Bidovish, whether it's an article. Whatever it is, you have to pay double. Midas Tashlumi above Chamisha, but this reimbursement of four or five times, Ain Nohege is Elabashoy Vesebavad, only applies to a cow and to a sheep. Shenemrat says, Ki Yignev Ish Shoy Oise, Utvachem Chorot, if you shech to So deliberately, we'll learn in the Gemara that Sama Zayin over there, that's only by a sheep and only by a cow, nothing else. Even though before in the Gemara we had that we compare everything to Shosh Shabbos, that everything means all animals, but not here. The Gemara we'll discuss later. Another important din, Ein Hagoinev Achara Ganev. If you stole from a Ganev, of course you have to pay it back, but you don't pay Mishalim Tashlum Kefil. You don't pay back the Kefil, not to the original owner, not to the Ganev. Because it says in the Pasig, we're going to embase the Ish, Dafke, if you stole it from the person's house, but not if you stole it from somewhere else. If you shechted or sold it, if you stole from a guy of a cow, a guy already stole the cow or the sheep, and then you stole from him. Since you don't pay double, you no longer pay four or five times. The only time you pay four or five times is if you're paying the double for Geneva. But since you're not paying double for Geneva, because they're not going to make a ganav shalom kefil, so therefore you can never have four or five times. So you don't pay anything. Only
the
kevin.
Doesn't make any sort of Kenyan when he
sorry.
Says it. The
of course he does.
Shini
then it's his. It's a ganav basically.
No, but he's not. There's no yish. He doesn't help in his place. And if it's Shina, if it's Mishana, it's a whole different story. Then it's the Ganav.
But if a Ganav does it b'machteres, he's it secretly.
That's right.
So the Balabais maybe doesn't even know the item is missing. So it's happening to be Miyayish.
Exactly, so you're not. But, oh, eventually he finds out, but initially definitely not. Gemara. We'll have a Samach Vod if we compare Aveda to Geneva or not. There's another difference. Whether you're a ganef or whether you're a shomer and you deny that you ever had it, that you say was stolen, turned out to be, and you swore, turned out to be that it was sitting there in your house, that you pay kefil. But a midas tashlumi above a chamisha ain't the hegis ela began bavad. I've been paying four or five times on your ganef. But if you're a shomer and you lie about it, and then you went ahead and you took the animal and you shechted and you were caught, you don't pay the four or five times. Why does Mishnah make that distinction? Like Tony, Messiah is a support of Chibar Abba, Mayachin, and Hatoyan Tainas Ganab Bekotten. If your Toyan Tainas Ganab comes to an article that you're mining, Mishal and Teshlumi Kefil. But Tovach Humocha, Mishal and Teshlumi Abba, Chamisha is a Raya that you do pay four or five times. That's why the Mishnah doesn't mention that distinction, because there is no distinction. Just like you turn times again if you pay kafel, turn times again if you pay the penalty of 4 or 5 times. If you deny that you ever that the shay is still by you, you say it was stolen, turned out to be you had it, and you shechted it, and you pay 4 or 5 times. That's one version. Ikidami is another version. Lema, ask. Maybe let us just say that the Ismish is support. So, what it says, Mik Tani, does it say, Ain Bain Merubik Tani? Does it say Ain Bain? Had it said Ain Bain, that means we're trying to delineate all of the differences. And then you can ask me a question, so why is this omitted? All it says is Merubik. There are more instances. It's giving you an example. There might be many more. In Merubik Tani, Tana Vishaya, there might be many more. Talking about right, Shemida Tashem Gavin Haggis, Menon Min, how do you know? How do you take know that you don't, that you pay, what do you call it? Whether it's Ruchai or it's not Ruchai, you talking about what we learned. It says the Pasik, Al Kold, Var Pesha, on anything that you stole, which is the Klal. Then it says, I'll show you Al Chamoid, Al Sev, Al Salma, and that's a Prat. Then it says, I call Aveda, Chazav, and we're talking about a Shemir who says, you know, Ashiki, who's there. So we're talking about a Shemir, 20 times Ganif. And there it says all of these different things. Why is it all these Pratim? Klal, Prat, Klal, what's the general rule? Ma, Prat, Mefudish, Dover, HaMetaltal, has to be something portable, the Gufay Mammon, and it has intrinsic value. I've called Dover, HaMetaltal, the Gufay Mammon, anything which is portable and intrinsic value. Yotsu Kakoi's exception is property is not metalkin, so you don't pay kafel if you stole property. How do you steal property? By moving the fence, let's say, into the other guy's house. Yotsu Avodim, exception is Avodim, because we know Hukshula Kakoi's. Avodim are compared to Kakoi's, because it was the Chaltem Oysam. And Yotsu, with the Chaltem is property, and then Oysam talking about Avodim there. And Yotsu Shtaris, and Shtaris is an exception. Why? Even though it is metalkin, it has no intrinsic value. Sha'afa Pisha metalkin ain't Gufan Mammon, has no value. Yotze Hegel, another exception is a shtar is called a Dover HaGoyim. If I rip up your check, I am just a Dover HaGoyim. That's a grammar. Yotze Hegel is an exception. Hegel is Re'eyu Ksiv. The exception is by Hegel, because Hegel says that if you steal from your friend, and Hegel is not your friend. Whether you pay back Keren or you pay back, even Keren is Machlex as well. Ah, imaha prat. You can argue the prat mefudish is dover. We had this before already. When it says shoyin and chamoy means an animal. Shenivelosim metamed magamasa. These are all animals that when they die and you touch them magamasa. But birds, you're not. It does not touch. If you touch a dead bird, you're not become tamay. Only if you swallow it. I've called dover shenivelosim metamed magamasa. I will eif is loy. Maybe eif is no. Well, me much. I'm not going to say that. V'hasal muksiv. How can you even think that? One of the four items mentioned in the pasuk is a dress. A dress. Is not a tami magamasa. So what do you tell me? You would have thought only magamasa. Says the Gemara, Amri Yanan bebalechai. I mean, you're right. When we talk about a dress, obviously it's not shaykh magamasa. But if it's a living thing that you stole, maybe only those animals that are shaykh magamasa. If I stole your beautiful parrot, I don't have to pay. Aim of it bebalechayim. When it comes to balechayim, it's limited to dover shevelasa mitam magamasa. Dover sheein velasa magamasa loy. So the Gemara says. The Hakol Chad V'Chad, since you have a number of Pratim, each Prat seems to be adding something. Klalu Prat Ba'ape Nafshe Dashin Le'in L'Choy Da'ai Salma's there, but we have a rule, we have more than one Prat, and each Prat is learned as if it's a Klal and Klal on its own. Each Klal and Prat and Klal teaches you something that the other one didn't. So even though you have Salma, Salma's talking about things which are not, are relegated to those things which are not living things. But things which are living things, we'll all learn the same thing. Avol Oif is Le'i, but birds know. Let's say that birds, if you steal a bird, you're not Chai, you pay double. Okay, we have Salma to tell you things which are not living things. And then you have either Shor Chamor or Seh. What did you know three for? So Yigmar is now going to say what we learned a few days ago. If we only say one of the Pratim, we would have limited it even further. I would have thought only those animals that krov the gav mizbeach, that are suitable for the mizbeach, a domesticated animal in. An animal which is not krov mizbeach, let's say a camel, like, or a donkey, no. Because Rachman Chamer, a donkey, I would have thought a donkey still has some kedusha in it because the b'chayid. Have I mean a kaddish b'chayid in only those animals that have kedusha in it because they eventually belong to the base of Migdash, so therefore you have to pay double. She ain't kaddish b'chayid with those which are not holy. Loy. Amri, imkain of soul, says the Gemara, Nitzav Rachman, a shoy v'chamer. Okay, let it say shoy v'chamer, say lomeli. Why do we need the prat to say? What does say add over shoy v'chamer? It says also only shaykh the mizbech. So we say Shmamina la suye oifes, and Pchay we also know from Pchay already. It must be says come teach you oifes. You always wonder why doesn't the Torah say oifes instead of seh? We say a word that means nothing for itself, but it means
to teach you something else.
Something else. So say something else. Don't know. I always bother all these kind of things. The aim of la suye. Yeah. Sorry, say it again.
We
wouldn't have Shoyer.
Says, because
it's all was Bayach. What do you mean? You would see the same thing.
Right. Yes, and it was done. He done it. And then if you had a sus instead of chamor, then you wouldn't have.
It says shoyer shoyer chamor always because we had before divra kasa b'hayve. These are the most human, common used animals. So that's something we're right to know. You know, the aim of lasu yoifus to hate it. Maybe it only means kosher birds. Birds that have come to me if you swallow it. Do me the said, just like I said, the mekame, God, your base blia, a says, metame ba maga masa. So too, a bird, if you swallow a tardig bird, you swallow it, metame maga masa. It's time to be close. I will oifus to meim when it comes to a tardig bird, the lesbahu to whom it does not have a tumor by birds. It doesn't. It's not matame. It doesn't have the tumah base abliya. That's matame you're closing as well. He's loy matame because of base abliya. It's not matame you're closing. Only matame yourself. Loy. Maybe it's not included. So we say a kol ribuhu because it says in the pasuk kol. It says a kol dvar pesha is therefore or a kol away the end is a ribu. A ribu is mar, but even efes tamei. Says the Gemara, the kol hecha the cost of kol ribu. So you tell me kol is a ribu. He comes to add. Well, gabi mice by mice. So you tell me that kol is a ribu. So instead of being klal or prata klal, it becomes now like ribu miyot ribu, which means you marbe much more. It's much more exhaustive what you include, and therefore you include also eifes tamei. That's how we know. Reading about the call hecha the cost of call ribu. Every time it says call, it's a ribu. But gabi maise by maise the receive call by maise. We find in the pasuk it says the word call, and yet we don't dash a ribu mid ribu. We dash in klalu pra the tanya we learned. V'nasata hakesev when you want you cannot take the fruit with your Jewish lime, so you want to swap it over to something else. So you swap it to money. V'nasata hakesev you take the money with your Jewish lime. The chol asher ta'av nafshcha. Then says the pasuk, what do you do with the money? Whatever you desire. Sounds like a klal. And it says the word b'cholia. And then it says, b'boker. Then it says it limits you. What can you buy? Boker, tzayin, yayin, sheikhar, and prat. And then it says, b'cholia, everything you desire. Nafshach, chazer, b'kol. And we're not using ribu mid, ribu mid, says kol. We're saying klalu prat, which is far more limiting. He had to don elekena prat. Maha prat, mefurish, the prat and furish, pri mepri. Another thing which you grow from the ground. And v'gidule karka, fruit from a fruit, or gidule karka, but not fish. Animals here, but not fish. I've called pri me pri. We do the karka. So what are you telling me that a kol makes a ribu mid ribu? And the Gemara, Amri bakol klala kol ribu. Bakol is a klal prata klal. It says here, but kol is actually a ribu. So you get earlier and earlier.